الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ عَلَيْنَا حِكْمَتَكَ وَانشُرْ عَلَيْنَا رَحْمَتَكَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ أَوْ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صلوا عليه وآله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله welcome dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel you are watching the early echo our beloved Nabi the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith the person who recites durud e pak upon me on a Friday I will intercede for him on the day of judgment Allahu akbar Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. There are immense blessings. Let's recite Durood e Pak abundantly. A poet, Subhanallah, has beautifully mentioned with regard to this beautiful sunnah. This is the ikhtiyar and the authority which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could change the situation. This is ikhtiyarat-e-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the poet says.
رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دے
Subhanallah. So we learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given such authorities which is beyond our imagination. And let's get together and praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would now listen to a beautiful and amazing kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. And when we do return, we are discussing the importance of salah. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers to please kindly stay locked with Madani channel from now till the end of our episode for this morning. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہیں سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں اس کی بخشش ان کا صدقہ اس کی بخشش ان کا صدقہ دیتا وہ ہے دلاتے یہ ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہے رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
پاپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہیں ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنے بھرم سے ہم حلقوں کا پلہ بھاری بناتے یہ ہیں سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پہ پار چلاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رنگے بے رنگوں کا پردہ دامن ڈھک کے چھپاتے یہ ہیں کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجھ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی! کلام اعلیٰ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہیں، سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں، سبحان اللہ۔ میں اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس دی ٹرو اینڈ حقیقی محبت فور آور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ون وے آف سلیونگ دس محبت اینڈ کیپنگ دس لو اینڈ لائف is when you follow the sunnah and the teachings of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the biggest reasons for us to be facing many, many calamities in this lifetime is due to being away from the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is very unfortunate that most Muslims today do not have any concern for that which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith Namaz and Salah is the coolness to my eyes. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Sandini Channel, Subhanallah, what can be said about this beautiful act and form of worship which has been bestowed through the majestic grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla specifically to us on the night of Mi'raj. Allahu Akbar. But unfortunately, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we should know, of course, that though namaz is fard and Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the orders of salah and the importance of salah being mentioned in the ahadith, despite this, despite the emphasis being put with regards to salah, majority of the Muslims these days, dear viewers of Madini Channel, do not perform salah and they are seen neglecting salah. However, we pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and ability to love salah. So remember, the five prayers are fard every day upon every male and female Muslim who is sane and baligh. What this means? Who has reached puberty according to the Islamic law. And remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is disbelief, it is kufr to deny that it is fard. The one who deliberately misses even a single salah, according to the Islamic law, he is a transgressor and he deserves to be punished in the hellfire. This is just for missing one salah deliberately, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So we should understand the importance that our masajid are seen to be empty of worshippers these days. That's how much Muslims of today have been neglecting salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed us with a great favor by making salah fard upon us. Even if we make a small amount of effort to offer our salah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant us immense reward for that, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But unfortunately, we do not see this in this way. Let's open the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and let's learn in Surah Mu'minun, in the 18 juz of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has beautifully described and mentioned the importance of salah. He has praised those who guard their salah. Allahu Akbar. He even explained Azza wa Jalla with regards to who will receive the inheritance and what inheritance. Those who perform salah, they will receive some sort of inheritance, but what will they inherit? Here Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in the 18 juz of the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ.
And those who guard their salah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These people are the heirs. Allahu Akbar. They will inherit what? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will attain the inheritance of paradise. They will abide therein forever. Allahu Akbar. They will, in return for their worship in the dunya, receive Jannah. They will inherit paradise. Hum fiha khalidun. And they will abide therein forever, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. In several places of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded Muslims to offer salah. It is stated in the Surah Taha. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and establish salah for my remembrance, for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the fifth juz of the Holy Quran Pak. Now once again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned a beautiful part, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and it's my earnest appeal for you to listen to these verses of the Holy Quran Pak and allow these verses to make a difference in your life, within your heart. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Indeed, salah has been made obligatory upon the Muslims at fixed times. The importance of performing your namaz, establishing salah within its stipulated time. How Muslims of these days have become, the time of salah has elapsed. But we are busy with our office work, we are busy in the kitchen, we are busy taking care of our kids, we are busy with our daily routine, and this is that which will never stop. From now till the last breath you take in this world, this busyness, your daily routine, this is to always be there. But these commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to Salah, the glad tidings mentioned in the Quran for those to inherit Jannah, here Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken about the importance of performing Salah in its fixed time. In Surah Hud, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned once again, Allahu Akbar, that those who keep their Salahs established from end of the day, from the two ends of the day, and in some parts of the night, those who perform their Salah within the day and even at the night before sleeping, in the midst of the night, they will fight their nafs, they will perform wudu, and they will read Salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned how their evil deeds are then erased by this action. He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and keep Salah established at the two ends of the day and in some parts of the night. Verily, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, good deeds erase evil deeds. This is an advice to those who accept advice. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Who is there to accept this advice? This is the advice and the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the pious, for those who listen to the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for those who protect their Salah. Allahu Akbar. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he then mentions, and keep Salah established and pay zakat. If you want to attain mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, then follow these commandments, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, indeed Salah stops indecency and evil. Today the Muslims have gone astray for the same reason, because we have left Salah. Hum namaz se dur ho chuke hain. We do not feel the pain when the time of Salah has elapsed. But we feel the pinch and we feel the pain when we lose a single customer. But we feel no pain when we at that time did not obey the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But here, namaz is a medium to remove a person from his problems. Namaz is a wasila to take a person closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Here, Allah Azza wa Jal then says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ.
Allahu Akbar. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Once again, Allah says, and those who protect their salah, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ, it is they who will be honored in the garden of way of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. The virtues of performing salah. Now, namaz is a means of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Salah is the coolness of the eyes of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salah is a lamp in the dark grave. Salah protects against punishment in the qabr, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Pay attention and focus and contemplate, dear viewers. Namaz and Salah is a means and shade from the sun on the day of judgment. This is what namaz will do for you. Salah brings ease on the bridge of Sirat, whereas you will cross the bridge of Sirat without any difficulty. Salah is noor and light. Salah is the key to paradise. Salah protects from the punishment of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. These are the virtues and blessings of Salah. Salah causes mercies of Allah Azza wa Jalla to descend. On the day of judgment, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will be pleased with the person who offered his Salah regularly. Allahu Akbar. So Salah brings about forgiveness, and Salah will have your sins forgiven. Namaz and Salah will intercede for you on the day of judgment as well. Salah protects against many different types of diseases. Allahu Akbar. Namaz brings about blessings and barakah even in your sustenance and rosy, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Salah protects against different sorts and types of indecency and evil and bad habits as well. So, shaitan dislikes those people who perform their salah. Salah provides companionship in the loneliness of the qabr as well. Allahu. This is what namaz will do. How could you ever neglect salah? How could we ever never want to read our namaz on time? Many children and youth out there are those that are told from day to day, from time to time, son, oh my daughter, time of salah has come, perform your wudu and read your salah and then get busy with your homework. So on and so forth, you will hear different types of accounts where parents come back complaining that my child never listens. It's important that parents as well perform salah in their homes. They should also perform salah. It's a responsibility of every mother and father to also, of course, teach the children how to read salah. First, be practical yourself. Because namaz is that mi'raj of a believer. Namaz is a mi'raj, an ascension of a believer. Offering salah on time is the most superior thing, an action of all these dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So are these blessings not sufficient for us to understand the importance of salah? Listen attentively. The greatest blessing, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for a person who offers salah is that he will be honored. He will be blessed to see Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. Greatest blessing for your namazi. Now, having all these points behind your mind and understanding the importance of salah, Allahu Akbar, how could we, dear viewers of Madani Channel, not offer salah? You know, if you look at the pious predecessors, how they encouraged others. Aise log guzre his dunya mein that are just beyond our imagination. Allahu Akbar. They are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, let me give you a beautiful parable which will refresh your iman and your faith. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. One night it has been mentioned that a burglar, a thief and robber, he entered the house of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya Adawiya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala A'iha. So this burglar, this thief and robber, he searched the entire house of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiya Basariya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala A'iha. So as he searched the entire house and he could not find anything, so he was making his way out of the home. So Rabia Basariya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha was, she says, well, you have come to my house and you will not go empty-handed. Oh, poor man. Allahu Akbar. Perform wudu and read two rakat salah and you will find something. So he performed wudu and he stood for salah. As this robber and burglar stood for salah, on the other hand, Hazrat Sayyidina Rabia Basariya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what she does is she then supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. She makes this dua. She says, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person came to me but could not find anything. Now I have made him stand in your bargah. So now do not deprive him of your grace and mercy, oh Allah Azza wa Jal. She makes this dua. The burglar was blessed with experiencing such sweetness in this act of worship that he continued to offer salah until the last part of the night. Hai, 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 hai. Namaz hi padta raha, namaz mein mashghool raha. He continued performing salah. At the time of sahri, he asked him, oh brother, how was your night? He replied, I continue to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with humility and humbleness. Khushu aur khuzu ke saath mein namaz padta raha. He Azza wa Jalla rectified my crookedness, accepted my apology, forgiven my sins and allowed me to reach my goal. Then with a look of surprise and amazement on his face, that man then left the house of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Basariya Adawiya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha, she does not stop this. She makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and she says, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this man stood in your court for a moment and you accepted him. Ye ek lamha teri bargah mein khada hua and his sins have been pardoned. You accepted him. But I have been standing in your court for such a long time. You have accepted me too, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Have my sins been forgiven as well? She heard a voice from the unseen saying, oh Rabia, it is only because of you that I have accepted him, and it is only because of you that I have blessed him with my closeness. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What a beautiful account about namaz and salah, the importance of salah. Look at how this personality This person who came as a burglar, this person who came to steal something worldly from the house of this wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But in return, she, through for her sake, Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed vilayah upon this person. She was bestowed with sainthood, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So, O devotees of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, O devotees of the awliya, of the pious predecessors, you have just heard about the excellence of being mindful of salat. I mean, then why are we so neglectful? Why are we heedless of this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? The time of salah, the time of fajr comes. Many people, if I wake up, I wake up, it's fine. If I did not wake up, it's cool. I'll perform my qaza salah. So easily, it is like this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is farb upon every Muslim male and female who are sane Muslim, who have reached the age of puberty. So it's very important that we understand these matters, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we also, inshallah, azza wa jal, understand the importance of obeying these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak. Inshallah, we have some beautiful parables, we have some beautiful and amazing stories which we would love to narrate to the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, azza wa jal. We have a Madani Guldasta, and when we do come back, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to elaborate a little more on with regards to the five pillars of Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, no doubt there is one Hajj and one Umrah for you on every Friday. Therefore, early proceeding for Salatul Jumu'ah is equivalent to Hajj, and waiting for Salatul Asr, having offered Salatul Jumu'ah, is equivalent to Umrah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back, alhamdulillah. And we were just listening to these amazing Madani pearls, alhamdulillah. So before these pearls, we mentioned that, of course, five pillars of Islam is to testify that none is worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his special bondsman and messenger to establish salah, to pay zakah, to go for hajj, and to observe the fast of Ramadan are the five pillars of Islam. Just as a reminder, subhanallah. So, knowing that namaz is one of the amazing and special pillars of salah, after the Islamic testification of our faith, the greatest pillar of Islam is salah. There's no doubt about that, which is fardhi ayn. It is obligatory upon every sane Muslim who has reached the age of puberty to offer it. So, no one is exempted from salah. This is so important for us to analyze and understand, no matter however severe an illness is, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Salah is still not forgiven. If someone is unable to offer salah while standing, he must offer it while sitting. Allahu Akbar. If a person cannot perform ruku and sujood properly, then he must offer his salah while sitting. And if a person cannot even sit and offer salah, then he should lay and perform his salah with the action or with his gestures of his head and eyes and fingers. Allahu Akbar. If he cannot offer salah even with his gestures whilst laying down with his head, then salah is still not forgiven, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Rather, the ruling is that he will offer his must prayers and salah after he recovers from his sickness and illness. You supposed to make the time. We supposed to make the time. This is namaz, this is salah, which is farb, fardi ayn upon every sane Muslim male and female. Even during a fierce war, can you imagine? He will offer salah by performing ruku and sujood with gestures if possible. He should do that. There are rules and regulations. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has emphasized regarding offering salah over and again. And the severe warning about missing salah that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak is also there. And about other acts of worship as well. So, the one who denies the obligation of salah as well as the one who has doubt about the obligation of salah is undoubtedly a disbeliever, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And out of the fold of Islam, he will instantly and immediately be out of the fold of Islam, the person who deliberately misses even a single salah is a transgressor and a major sinner, and he deserves the punishment in the hellfire. It is regrettable, and it is a very sad situation that these days some so-called worshippers miss salah even when suffering from a minor fever or headache. Some brothers say, I have a headache today, I can't go for salah. I have to go to the gym, I can't go for salah. These are the excuses for not reading salah. Allahu Akbar. I had to go to the shop, I had to go to the bank, I had to do this and do that. We have so many excuses, dear viewers of Madani channel. Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed emphasis on the importance of salah so many times, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned countless virtues in order to encourage us. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to the ahadith which speaks about the virtues of salah. Aapka iman taza ho jayega. Kya baat hai, subhanallah. Suniye, humare pyare aaka kya farmate hain. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jalla declared 50 prayers on the night of Mi'raj. We all know this, subhanallah, this beautiful parable on the night of Mi'raj, how 50 namaz was made fard upon the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as I returned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked me, what has Allah azza wa jalla declared fard for your ummah? So I told him, Allah azza wa jalla has declared 50 prayers fard upon me. So he alayhi salam, meaning Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, your ummah is too weak. They would not be able to perform 50 prayers daily. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam traveled 9 times and it was reduced by 5 at a time. From 50 it became 45, 35. Like that, dear viewers of Madani channel, it was reduced to 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar. And then when it was reduced to 5 times, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once again said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even 5 daily prayers is going to be very heavy upon your ummah. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, O Musa, I feel shy to now go in the court of Allah azza wa jal to ask my Allah to reduce this even further. Allahu Akbar. It was said, as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then said this, a voice was heard, O beloved, our word does not change. And for you, there is reward for 50 in return for these 5 prayers. Allahu Akbar. Even if these 5 prayers are prayed, the reward of this will be equivalent to 50 times a day. Allahu Akbar. The other thing which we learn from this beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madani channel, if your mind has taken you there, is that after the apparent passing away of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he alayhi salam helped the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by having 50 prayers reduced to 5 on the night of Mi'raj. So there is no doubt that Allah azza wa jal already knew that the number of 5 prayers would be difficult. That Allah azza wa jalla did not know this? Dear viewers of Madani channel, everything is in the ilm and knowledge of Allah azza wa jal. But here, the apparent passing away of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is seen helping the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is despite the fact that help from other than Allah azza wa jal can be accepted, the dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. In other words, that passing away is not the matter, because Allah azza wa jalla has given this to the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam just for a moment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores their life just as they were upon this dunya and upon this land. Inna Allaha حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء فنبي الله حي يرزق. These are the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to us that Allah azza wa jalla has made it forbidden upon the earth to eat and consume the blessed bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla provides rosy and sustenance for them, and they are alive in their qubur and graves. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seen Musa alayhi salatu wasalam performing his salah in his grave. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is also present at Bayt al-Maqdis, where he read his namaz behind the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. So bear in mind, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the importance of salah, which was reduced for our betterment, for our easiness. Namaz is difficult, yes, but not for those who love Allah azza wa jalla, not for those who turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. And once again, dear viewers, this is not my advice. This is the advice of the Quran. This is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is actually something which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
And seek help from patience and salah.
وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
And without doubt, salah is definitely hard except for those who submit towards me wholeheartedly. Except for those who submit towards me wholeheartedly, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Commenting on this beautiful verse now, let's listen to the commentary of this verse in few minutes, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Sardul Afadil, Hadrat Allama, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin, Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, states, he says that, seek help from patience and salah for the fulfillment of your deeds. You want your deeds to be accepted, so seek help and seek assistance from salah and from patience. He then further states, this verse instructs Muslims to seek help from salah in times of calamity because it is a combination of physical and spiritual worship, and it is a means by which one attains the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He attains the qurb and proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his du'as are then accepted. Allahu Akbar. His difficulties are then removed from him. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, kya baat hai Madine ki? So, namaz strengthens the faith and iman of a person. Namaz is that which diverts a person's attention from worldly matters. Unfortunately, we stress, we face anxiety, we face various types of troubles and calamities in this world. But that which is a medium and a way to remove your problems, we don't look towards that solution. We don't find that as a solution to our problems. Rather, we turn to all other things except that which will surely remove our problems. Love namaz, perform namaz, ba jama'at, with takbiri ula in the masjid. Stay tuned with us and watch the upcoming programs, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all our lawful wishes and forgive our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow cure upon all those who are sick. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembering.